Hermes Podcast, Special Edition. Welcome to the world of the Western esoteric tradition.
Welcome to this first special edition of Thought Hermes podcast. My name is Rudolf, I am your host, and it is a great pleasure to do this show for you. You can find Thought Hermes on our website www.thoughthermes.com, that spells THOTHERMES. But also on Blueberry, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Stitcher, Android, and more podcast services all over the net. The occasion for this special edition is a very special book that renowned Swedish author, occultist, and founder of the Left Hand Pass Order Dragon Rouge, Thomas Carlson, will be publishing very shortly. It is named The Green Book, and I'm very happy and proud that Thomas has chosen this, our podcast, to be the first media where these news will be published in some detail. This special episode will just contain a 25-minute interview about The Green Book with Thomas, and a very special piece of music framing it. It was chosen by Thomas, and it is, in his and my opinion, a perfect match for the matter. So, let's dive right into the subject and start listening to the prelude of Richard Wagner's last opera, Parsifal.
Thank you.
Thomas Carlson, welcome back for this very special edition to the Thought Hermes podcast. I'm very happy that we are meeting up here today for a special announcement for some news on your side. Thank you for sharing them with us on Thought Hermes as the first media who getting that news out. Welcome and hello, Thomas.
Hello, and I'm very happy to be invited to this for many good reasons why you are the one that are the first media that will get an interview about this book that, at least to myself, maybe the most important book that I will publish or have published for a long time. I think this book will differ very much from my earlier books, but I would recommend the readers of this book that's called The Green Book, or in Swedish, Gröna Boken, that you should read some of my previous books to get more out of this book, because this book is short and it's very straight to the point. It's more like a manifesto, and it's based upon my conversations with powers that were a power that, according to history and legends, has been referred to as Lucifer, the Lightbearer, the Morning Star.
That sounds extremely interesting and fascinating, Thomas. Before we get into the Green Book, which books would you specially suggest to read before the Green Book?
The most easy to achieve is maybe my most important book when it comes to understand the system I represent and have been part of creating. And it's Kabbalah, Clifford and the Goetic Magic.
Right.
And it's available in many languages. It's available in Russian, German, French, Portuguese, Spanish, English, Swedish. And a little bit more tricky book to get, but which I would recommend to read if possible, if you find it. It's my book, Among Mystics and Magicians in Stockholm. But then I also have my books, it's two books that will be published as one book. Uthark, about the night side of the runes, and Grell's theory about the secret aspects of a rune magic. And my book about the Gothic Kabbalah and the runic system of Johannes Bereus in the 17th century. It will be released by the big American international esoteric publisher Inner Traditions. That will also be available quite soon in a very, very nice edition.
That's all very exciting news. Yes, Inner Traditions is a very nice publisher.
Really, I'm very happy to cooperate with them.
Yes, I'm sure. So let's go back now to today's reason for meeting up, to the Green Book. So you just said there is a power who transmitted content to you. So what is it about? How did that all happen?
It's a lot of coincidences. And from year 2012, I have come to a other understanding of my mission and my work. While a lot of people, when they become older, become more, maybe some of their interests and passion about the esoteric fade away, I have come to realize the extreme power and reality of the powers and the worlds that I had been working with for more or less all my life. And a lot of different streams of energy and information have gathered up, and suddenly it became time for this kind of manifesto that's in three parts. The first is the 95 Theses of the New Reformation. 500 years ago, when we have the last October, Martin Luther spiked his thesis, and whatever we think about it, it definitely changed the world forever. And it's 500 years ago, and it seems like some kind of cracks in the cosmic webs that were open in the days of Martin Luther and led to a big changes of all the world is about to become opened also this year. Mm-hmm. So I will actually spike my 95 theses, or I don't know if it's mine or if I'm more like just channeling them this Halloween or Samhain. when it's 500 years ago since Martin Luther spiked his thesis. The second part of the book are a gathering of some of my conversations with the light. A light that can speak to us, like a stream of light, a ray of light coming from above and communicating with us and give us enlightenment. A light that has been referred to as Lucifer or Phosphoros or the light bearer, morning star, evening star, and so on. I have tried to collect some of the messages I've got during this conversation with this ray of light into kind of collection that will be part of the book. Some are very short messages, others a little bit longer. And I call this part Conversations with Lucifer, which are a mix of my notes from decades ago until things that I received recently. This third part is called Le Nouveau Grimoire de Dragon Rouge, and is strongly related to the grimoire tradition, and especially the Grand Grimoire and the grimoire Le Dragon Rouge, and will consist of 72 seals of Goetic demons that's of extraordinary relevance in the aeon that started the 2012. I must make a confession. There was so much books about 2012, before 2012, so I didn't really took it so seriously. But then the years after 2012, I started to realize that it was something that really happened 2012 and changed the world. According to the Maya legends, Quetzalcoatl, the feathered serpent, the dragon, would return 2012. And according to my understanding, he did. And now we are in a new paradigm where the dragon is present in a way that is unique in our history. That means that new revelations will be made and that the Green Book is part of it.
And so you mean at the time in 2012, when everybody was expecting the big change, we were just too impatient and we only realize now that that change has started 5 years ago. Do I get you right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it seems like people, you know, they always want something like spectacular, like in a Hollywood film. But according to my understanding, the dragon actually returned in 2012, but in a way that is so subtle that it will be take a long time for us to realize it.
Mm-hmm. Well, those three parts that sound like something very dense, especially when you say that it is a rather short book, and these are three parts that almost could exist, at least from what you tell now, independently, but they form one thing. Did you conceive it before, or did those three parts just happen to come together through that channeling or through the thoughts you had?
In this way, I actually feel like some of the artists and writers we have in history, for example, the female Swedish artist Hilma af Klint, who claimed that many of her paintings were actually just that she was a tool for powers beyond her human body. And to some extent, I felt the same with this Green Book. It's almost so much that it feels like, should I publish it as a book, you know, a new book by Thomas Carlson, or is it really me who have written it?
I see what you mean, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that manifesto, as you called it, what do you think, or what do we expect maybe it could change in this world? What would you like to see happen when people get it, when people will read it? What will happen to them and to the world around them?
I have actually, to be honest, no idea, but I think it is powerful seeds, and that's why I think by my ambition and my intention is that this should be available for everyone who is interested in the topic. So I will make it as a nicely designed PDF with all the symbols, all the text in English and Swedish as a start. We'll see with other languages, and make it as a PDF that's free for everyone to download. This, of course, is from a point of profit and commercial, completely stupid of me, but I think this is so important, so I want this to be available for those who can have a benefit of reading and this, looking at the seals and see what's going on in the world today and in the worlds of magic. Then I will make a small edition that will be for people like myself that are notorious bibliophiles and book collectors. So it will also be versions of this book that will be extremely limited and with the real emerald on the cover. The emerald is some of the central symbols of this book, going back to Eschenbach's medieval tale about Lucifer's fall and the emerald from his crown that fell, and it turned out to be the Holy Grail, and it's something that is a part of this book, that now when the dragon is back, it's possible for man to find the Grail.
Yeah, and when will the book be available? When can people get it and where? Now, talking about the PDF first and afterwards about the bibliophile edition.
It's hard to say because there's a lot of things that influence, also mundane things that make it hard for me to give an exact date for the release. My ambition was actually August, which means I have just a few days to finish this, but I'm not sure if I make it because I also have two small children at home and an ordinary work and a family, and I try to combine being as good father and husband as possible and doing as good ordinary work as possible. So from this perspective, the release date is not so important compared to the importance that it will be released. Yes. The absolute latest deadline I can see is, of course, that it must be finished out, available on the anniversary of when Martin Luther spiked his 95 theses, which is Halloween, Samhain, this autumn. But we see it can be before that. But that would be the absolute latest.
So I would suggest, and I think as we are in regular contact, once you will be ready to put it out, drop me a line and I will let our listeners know by a note on the website or also in another edition on this podcast so that people know now it's out.
Absolutely. And I'm very grateful for that collaboration. And I look forward to a lot of collaborations with you.
Thank you. Well, you told me a bit earlier that you would maybe give our listeners one or two short excerpts, ideas about the content of the Green Book and would read them with your voice to them. Would that be possible?
Yes, I'm happy to do it. And I will start because the first part of the book is the 95 Theses. And the listener must excuse me because they are still just in Swedish. So enjoy and take this as a chance to practice your Swedish. And even if you don't understand the full meaning, the words in itself might have some impact and power. So I will read the first 11 theses, this 95. So, are you ready?
Yes, we are ready, Thomas.
1. Vår Herre och Mästare, Helel ben Shashar, sa omvänd er och menade att vandrarna ska leva hela livet i omvandling och rörelse. 2. Vägen har missförståtts som en form utan innehåll, när sanningen är att det är ett innehåll som kräver en form. 3. Men det betyder inte enbart inre omvandling. Sådan inre omvandling är värdelös om den inte leder till en manifestation av din rörelse och dina gärningar. 4. Jaget är en farkost till vad som benämns som paradiset eller himmelriket. 5. Läraren är en visdomens barnmorska så som Sokrates visade och har inte makten att föda dig till vare sig fullkomnande eller fördömelse. 6. Läraren kan inte lära något utan att den är villig att lära. Enbart den som med sann vilja och tålmodighet strävar efter att skåda draken kan göra det. Att skåda draken utan visdom innebär förintelse, medan visdom är drakens väsen. 7. Draken ger inte bort någon visdom utan att denne med ödmjukhet och respekt följer lärarens anvisningar. 8. Den döde är skuldfri i förhållande till de levande, men sonar sina gärningar ansikte med Azrael. Men så som det är skrivet i Havamal, ett vet jag som aldrig dör, domen över den döde. Leviatan, förmedlade genom läraren, barmhärtighet som i sina förordningar alltid har särskilda regler för dem som är döende eller i nöd. 10. Okunniga och förblindade av sig själva är de lärare som tilldelar utmärkelse av oriktiga skäl eller för form utan innehåll. 11. Ogräs frodas när läraren och det lärande inte vill lära. That was the 11 first.
Yes.
Thesis. Thank you. In Swedish. They will come into an English and hopefully German translation.
You know, to me, I speak English and, of course, German, and sometimes I can read Swedish quite well, so I will, with your permission, publish those 11 first theses
yes.
on the website in Swedish, maybe at least people who cannot understand Swedish spoken, but read it, maybe that would be a possibility. Otherwise, our Swedish and Southwestern Finnish and Minnesota audience now had the chance to get the first
yes, right.
part.
I can read some parts from the conversation with Lucifer.
Oh, yes, please. Yes, do.
Then we start, my dear listeners. Conversation with Lucifer. And this is not the word of me, it's the word of the eternal light, the lightning flash from above who fell to illuminate man. Lucifer, the light bearer. There is no return. The pact is written in blood, and you are the chalice for the dragon's manifestation. Your name should be Degial. Look at the point. Or sit it. Why is it a point? The point at night is the brightest shining star in the night sky. I am the one who bring you into the night and out of it. That's why humans have called me for the evening star and the morning star. And I am also known as Lucifer. I speak only to the few chosen. Most of mankind sleep when I work on Earth and in the universe. If I am the point, maybe God is the point. Maybe you are the point. Perhaps there is no point. Or you might suddenly see the point as an opening or an end. In each point, you will see after a time, points inside points with no end. I'm beyond time. I'm beyond space. You have sworn the pact, my friend. Let's ride together. Singularity, I defy it. I am the one who creates singularities. That's why I was cast out from the mountain of God and thrown down to earth. But that's also why I will return and take the throne in possession. You should know. There is no center in the exile. There is a center, but there is nowhere. You humans see yourself as the center of the universe, with God above and the devil below. I could call my center for Inferno's innermost part, or the brightest star of the night. The abyss has no direction. It extends in all directions, paradise as well. When you are facing the gates and wondering if you chose the right, you might choose what has been called the wrong gate. It leads to the bottomless abyss. It is the wrong gate for those who want to stay in the center and never grow like a tree or become a god. But it is the gate beyond the center and out to the extremes. And here I am waiting for you to guide you with my light. There was a war in heaven, a war that would make collision between galaxies appear insignificant in comparison. This war was about the ultimate principles of existence. This war was about every atom, every cell, every grit, every planet, every star, every galaxy. It was about mind. And we won the war, although the price was high. But I call this war a birth. The labor pains were immense, but consciousness and knowledge was born. You humans are undergoing this process today. It began for you when one of us offered you the fruits of knowledge and you chose to eat this. When you ask me about this story in the Revelations, I can tell it's told from the perspective of the human eye and its limits of understanding, but it's good literature. I find this story both entertaining and beautiful. The earth contained something that the heaven does not have. Passion, sex, eros, dirt, and flesh. The Watcher saw this and wanted to be among the mortals, and we brought sex, art, and knowledge. And not least, the keys to immortality. You know my name. I am the Word that became flesh and lives among you. The purpose of my incarnation is to make the words become a full meaning, where you suddenly realize the complicated simplicity of truth. I am the indestructible destroyer. I'll get straight out of the shadows when you least expect it. And that, my friends and listeners, is what I wish to show now from my conversations with the ray of light that we refer to in history as Lucifer. The third part is seals, so it's much to share through voice. It's something that will be seen in the book.
Thomas, this is really exciting, and well, the text you just read, it's very deep. Thank you so much for that, for sharing that with us, with our listeners here.
My pleasure.
And I'm sure that your PDF, and I hope also the bibliophile edition, will be going out very quickly and will be an important release. I'm very glad we spoke about that here on Thought Thermis today. Thank you for that as well. And, well, we'll be in touch. And I can also tell our listeners, you will later in the year certainly return to Thought Thermis.
Yes, and I look forward to that very much and our further cooperation. And I'm very happy to be part of this podcast, which has outstanding quality.
Thank you. Thank you, Thomas, and goodbye for today.
Goodbye, and thanks. Thank you.
wonderful piece of music, Parsifal Prelude by Richard Wagner. And I think, as I said, it was very well chosen as a frame for what Thomas had to tell us. By the way, as I have mentioned in the interview, I will post both the Swedish and the English text excerpts on the website, so you can go and get the preview on the book there as well. And of course, I will let you know when the Green Book will be officially released and where you will be able to get it. For this, it might be a good idea to subscribe to the newsletter on the website, or at least to do so on the Thoth Hermes pages on Facebook or on Twitter. So, friends and listeners, that was it for today. In a few days only, our next regular episode, which will be number 10, will be released, and it will bring to you an extensive interview with featured guest and wizard Oberon Zell. Until then, I wish you all the best for your undertakings. Stay well. Take care. Stay tuned. Hear you soon.
Nothing can stop.